We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN and talking today with our Manhattan City officials, City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight. We've gone over the consent agenda, and the general agenda has a couple of items. But before we get to that, I almost forgot. We have a phone call here, so let me get to that. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy snow day. I have a quick question for the city manager. Don't mean to sharpshoot you, but what is our total indebtedness and after this massive round of spending and bonds, how close are we to the limit?
So I don't have that right handy. I want to say we're around $260 million in total. We've been reducing that fairly considerably. A big portion of that's been our star bonds, and they're getting closer to paid off. So they should be paid off before either late this year, or early next year. So we've got quite a bit of flexibility in our bonded indebtedness. With regard to the caller, I think, is referring to there's a statutory debt service limit on what the city can issue. We're pretty good flexibility wise there. Some of our debt could be restructured. One of the things that we do that we're not required to do, we issue our utility debt, and we don't have a ton of that. And most of that debt is in 10 years, although we do have some KDHE loans that we've done on some of the bigger plant improvements. Is we issue general obligation bonds for that because we get a better interest rate on those bonds than we do if we were to issue traditional utility revenue bonds. So a couple percentage points add up over time. And so that's a cost-saving measure. But when we structure those bonds in that way, they are calculated as part of our overall debt service limit. And so we have a debt service report that illustrates that. But that's something that we're looking at to convert off of the debt service load if we need to. I don't think we're going to need to. One of the things that certainly when we do some of these larger projects we're issuing those bonds. We issue general obligation bonds, generally speaking, because we get, again, the advantage of that is you get much better interest rates when you do that. So.
All right. Thanks for the question, Paul. Moving on.
You know, Ron, I think, you gave, the total city debt there. I mean, I look at that thing pretty regular. And as I recall, I think he was asking how high can we go? We'd have to put another $60 million on there to make that happen. And, of course, the goal is to retire debt before we add more. And we have been making progress because 10 years ago, I was afraid we were going to hit $300 million. And that's when I ran in 2011. And as Ron said, we've been, driving that back. And I hope we can get it down, about $10 million lower than where it is right now over the next couple of years if we keep the idea of better interest rates for one thing, as Ron said. And then also, as we retire some, let's not add more. And then there is a big difference between the debt that we have that is, city at large, where the taxpayers are paying for that through property tax, and those that are, a special tax or covered by something else. And if you go to the city website, there's a finance link. That's all laid out. And so anybody that really wants to see the current thing, it's updated every month. You can go to the finance link on the city website and click it, and you'll see all the categories and exactly, where the debt basically is. And so I think we've been doing well. And just as a reminder, the economic development tax, that sales tax, the old one that is going to expire, it drove down that debt substantially because it was about 2 mills worth most years in driving down the debt. And of course the new economic development tax will also help us with that. So I think we got a positive outlook on driving down the city debt. That's not going to be a crisis in the future, I think.
Yeah, I appreciate those comments, Mayor, and that is something that you know, if you look at our overall debt structure, very little of that debt is paid for with property tax revenue. Most of it has dedicated revenue streams, whether it's with sales tax. The special assessment debt, I think, is somewhere around $70 million of that. So that's those are all payments made by residents that are paid for as part of the subdivisions, constructions, and infrastructure that was built when they buy their house. So, and our delinquency rate there is very low. So it's a fairly low risk rent. That, you know, one of the other things we've done recently was with our sales tax issues for the new rec centers and the trails and the improvements to come. We decided to go pay as you go with that. That was going to help put more money to the, we spreads the projects out longer, but we get more bang for our buck that way because we're not putting any money towards interest. And we've done that quite a bit with utility projects as well. So it kind of just depends on funding sources that we have available. But, and we've done a lot of, you know, we're getting temp note rates at, you know, less than 1%. and that's why this conversion of Marlette and Denison's an example where I think those temp notes were about maybe about a little above 1% back in 2018, but we're carrying those out and then we're converting them. And actually, I think our GO bonds are going to be lower than what those temp notes were amazingly right now. But some projects that that have a smaller price tag of $1 million or $2 million that sometimes might be easy to bond, we're just doing for the 4-year temp notes and paying them off in 4 years. So a lot of our debt is retired aggressively, either in 4 or 10 years. And it's pretty rare for us to have a 20-year debt structure.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break here. We'll come back more in focus here with News Radio KMAN as we talk with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler.